AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Meteorologists from the National Weather Service have been surveying northern Illinois hit hard by tornadoes. They say it looks like one of them that touched down near the community of Fairdale, killing two people, may have had winds of up to 200 miles per hour. The local sheriff says property damage is significant.
We do have, at this point, 49 homes with significant damage. We still believe that in the proximity of 30 are completely destroyed.
The National Weather Service has said there were at least two twisters in a six-county area. The wait's almost over for Hillary Clinton's supporters and her potential rivals. Clinton is expected to announce her presidential candidacy on Sunday. It'll come in a video that will be posted online. Leonard Steinhorn, a political science professor at American University, says some people may not want to see another Clinton campaign, but the fact she might be the first woman nominee of a major party could change some minds.
Gender may trump any Clinton fatigue in her candidacy.
The stage is being set in Panama City, Panama, for a groundbreaking meeting on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports President Barack Obama has been on the phone with Cuban President Raul Castro ahead of their meeting tomorrow.
Knowing they're going to be meeting here, the president and Castro had a telephone conversation earlier in the week. We're told it was a relatively brief one and mostly went over the negotiations that have been going on about the practical measures needed to enable the reopening of embassies in Havana and Washington.
A bill to give Congress a say about an emerging nuclear agreement with Iran has turned into a tug of war on Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, stocks ended with solid gains, giving the market its second weekly advance in a row. This is AP Radio News. Jordan Spieth fired a 6-under 66 in the second round of the Masters today for a record 14-under for the tournament in Augusta, Georgia. Spieth is proud to have set the opening 36-hole record at the Masters.
It's cool. Anytime you can set a record here is pretty awesome, and very excited about today and the way I struck the ball. Struck it, I thought, better than yesterday.
But there's still a lot of golf left.
This is only the halfway point, and I'm aware of that. Not going to get ahead of myself, and I'm going to try and stay in the moment and very patient these last 2 days and understand it's going to feel like a whole nother tournament.
4 days of deliberations and still no verdict in the case against Aaron Hernandez. The highest court in Massachusetts says shop owners can keep tips left for workers if their businesses have policies against tipping. The ruling came in a Dunkin' Donuts case. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.